we're used to presenting to our listeners the latest on sporting events and maybe some academic challenges going on between colleges and high schools. But this thing that we're going to talk about is just like any other collegiate competition, except that your cheerleaders are the U.S. Department of Energy. And instead of a trophy, your work could end up powering the next generation of electric vehicles throughout the country. It's called the Battery Workforce Challenge, and it tasks teams from 12 North American universities and partner vocational schools with designing, building, testing, and integrating an advanced battery into a Ram ProMaster electric van. So joining us this morning to talk about this interesting contest is one of the contestants from our area, Joe Iroquois, a student at the Colorado School of Mines. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Can you briefly explain what the Battery Workforce Challenge is and why a competition like this is really so important right now?
Yeah, so BWC is a three-year competition where, just like you said, students design, build, and test an electric vehicle battery. And this is such a valuable competition for so many students. I am an engineer, but we also are partnered with a vocational school doing automotive technician work. And really, the goal of this competition is to build out the workforce to service electric vehicles for the next 100 years as we move forward. And really, I think this is such a critical program because it provides that hands-on experience to students that they may not get in their classes normally.
How are the teams judged on this competition?
So teams are judged on a number of things. In particular, of course, is the performance of the battery itself. But we also are judged on project management skills, communication, and how well we integrate with our vocational partner. And all of that comes together to make a fantastic program.
Tell us a little bit about your team, Joe, and your partner school.
Yeah, so I'm with the Colorado School of Mines. We're an engineering school in Golden. And we're partnered with Arapahoe Community College, who's our vocational partner. And really, Arapahoe is a fantastic group of people to work with. They're one of the leading vocational schools in Colorado for automotive technician training. And our team is just starting, just with the rest of the competition. This is year one, and we're very, very excited to be a part of it.
So year one, and you will continue at this for two more years. But yep. In the future, I'm assuming that it's going to lead to a career that is in a field like this. How does this program help develop the next generation of workers in the STEM fields?
I mean, really, these types of competitions, particularly the advanced vehicle technology competitions, are really what is giving students the chance to experience these industries right now and get a feel for what it's like to be a leader in these fields. Students get to practice engineering skills and work on actual battery technology that is on the leading edge that they'll be working on for the next 10 or 20 years in the automotive technology or in the automotive series. And this is really so incredibly valuable, not just from a technical perspective, but also it provides students management experience and practice working in teams and working with each other to really develop high quality products.
Yeah, and I assume this competition also will bring you and your teammates together. What else does it mean for you and your teammates?
For me in particular, this is such a huge opportunity. Our team is pretty large. We've recruited a number of students, and I've never had the opportunity to lead a team of this size before. And really, this is also just so meaningful to so many students. For many of us, we get to partner with industry sponsors, and we get to work with large names like Stellantis or the Department of Energy or Argonne National Labs. And for all of us, this is such a great exposure into this world and into the industry itself that is going to really help our careers for years to come.
Well, we wish you luck. It's a long-term investment of time and energy and all your skills and knowledge. But if anyone can win it, I think Colorado School of Mines is particularly going to be the school to beat. So if people would like to learn it more, the website is avtcseries.org, right? And then you can look up Battery Workforce Challenge. Is that correct, Joe?
Yep, that's correct.
Well, Joe, all the best to you and your team, and thanks for joining us here to shed some light on
awesome.
This.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
You bet.